Okay, so I'm back. they are so cute, the animals. They are spirits too, so they need to get the love and attention they need. So, okay, now I'm present again. So I was promising you to share this wisdom, can I say that, or healing or channeling or communication with Fleck Marihon, with Heat Spotted Arcade. So, if you're ready, you can sit back, find yourself a good place to sit or lay down. If you have a balcony or a garden, or if you are out in nature on vacation maybe, at the beach, or going out later in the forest, maybe take with you. I don't recommend people taking their phones with them, but if it's a case of listening to something natural and healing, then I think it will be okay to listen and bring the phone into nature. So, okay. So find yourself a good place. Tune in to your heart space and feel your feet and just breathe. Find a good rhythm of breathing that suits you and feel comfortable for you. And just take in the beautiful wisdom from the Heat Spotted Arcade. Between your every inhale and your every exhale, there is a pause, a transformation. Something new, a new energy is entering your body, and something old, an old energy is being released out in the atmosphere. There is a change, there is an alchemy happening between your inner universe and the universe outside of you. There is a healing happening. Every breath is healing if you let yourself breathe deep into your heart and belly and are aware of its life-giving, transformative, humble forces. You have a breath flowing through you like cleansing ocean waves for as long as you are in your physical body here on Earth. So please use it for the good of all. Your health, mentally, emotionally, physically. If you make friends with your own breathing, your own breath, with life really, your energy, your chi, will flow with effortless ease through your whole system. Your nervous system, your hormone system, immune system, lymphatic system, you name it, they are all really not system at all. You are just educated to call them that, to try to figure them out, understand them and control them. So please just breathe deep and let go. Let them do their own sacred work, undisturbed, with deep breath as fuel. They know what to do. They are all part of your whole being. So with deep breathing, the chi will flow effortless through your whole being, your cells, your organs, your bloodstream, and nourish every part of you on a physical level and a soul level. Since your breath, through universal alchemy, is uniting your body and soul as one. So you become whole, happy, and healthy. If you make friends with your breath, it will bring your inner peace, anchor and ground you, make you see things as they really are, and clear out all mental confusion. If you make peace with your breath, you will sleep better and deeper and detox your rejuvenate and heal more profound during nighttime. If you make friends with your own breath, you will take yourself into the deepest layers of your own being, into the essence of who you truly are, your soul. You will come to know this deep gratitude and sacred love for your earthborn body, your life's paths. Even if it has been painful, devastating, and heartfelt, traumatic at times, you will connect to the power and awe over having been able to conquer those dark nights of the soul. That even if you feel small, useless, or valuable, or not valuable, you have this great giant with superpowers, your inner child breathing inside of you. And that this little giant have made you grow into this beautiful flower that you are today, with all your experiences and wisdom from your journey through this life so far. If you make friends with your own breath, you will connect into the rhythm of Mother Earth Gaia's pulse, and all of her green beings and allies, like the green tree and plant kingdom, but also her waters, the rivers and oceans, her crystals, stones and mountains, her animal and insect friends, and her stars, rainbows, heavens, moon and sun. They are all vibrating at the same frequency as your deep breathing, love, the breathing of your soul. You're part of each other, and healing and true happiness occurs when you are in tune with the breath and pulse of the natural world and the vast, mysterious universe around you. Because you are all family. We all are. Humans just forget on their way towards sovereignty and power. So allow yourself to breathe again, deeply. Allow yourself to make friends with your own breath, to make friends with your own life, or to change or breathe out what no longer serves you or gives you a feeling of heartfelt fulfillment and meaning. Breathe life into every cell from your head to your toe, from your crown chakra to your earth chakra, or deepen it even further, from your soul chakra above your head, connecting you to the healing wisdoms of the heavens, till your earth star chakra underneath your feet, connecting you into the healing wisdom of the earth. But most of all, breathe deeply into your heart. Let your heart be filled with life-giving breath. And let your heart bring all this magical life into your bloodstream, giving you goosebumps about being alive on powerful Mother Earth Gaia, and start connecting with her as an innocent child. Coming to her with wondrous curiosity and let her nurture you, embrace you, comfort you and heal you. And breathe in her promise about you being safe on Earth, safe in your own life, because your soul is eternal and made from love and light and unbreakable in its essence, just like her soul. Let her teach you how to see the world, not just with your physical eyes and your often judgmental, analytic brain, but instead to see the Earth, the world, the universe, and your personal inner universe from all of your senses, from all of your feelings, from all of your heart. Open your heart and start deep nature listening. Smell beyond common smell and your physical nose. Taste the wild and raw nature from your soul. Touch stones and trees and plants with your bare hands and feet. And feel with every cell, with every pore, with your soul and with your closed eyes. See the beauty and the truth around you and within you, with your intuition, with your instinct, with your inner eye and your heart. And see and experience that even with your physical eyesight, without your physical eyesight, you are not blind. You can be more blind with your eyes wide open if your heart, senses and intuition is shut down. Don't go into that trap. Be free, be wild, be authentic, like a wild orchid on a mountaintop, breathing in life, growing, blossoming, dancing in the wind and soaking gratefully up the rain. Being in life, feeling life, taking part in life seasons, pulse, rhythm, songs and celebrations. Receiving life, giving life, cherishing freedom, and the nurturing medicine of the fresh healing mountain air. And know that Mother Earth Gaia communicates with you through your palms, feet, your skin, your breath, and through your heart, from her heart, through your heartbeat, from her heartbeat. And she and her allies, the stone people, tree people, plant people, power animals, spirit animals, totem animals, angels, fairies, divas, elves, spirit guides and ancestors will teach you everything you need to know, not from knowledge and the brain, but from deep, ancient, rooted wisdom into your heart step by step when the time is right. Be patient. They will teach you on a safe path back to yourself, back to sacred living, if you dare to listen with all that you are, if you dare to become all that you are, a beautiful natural being worthy of life and love. Have faith in the spirit world Have faith in yourself. Don't rush. Just trust. Don't seek outwards. Seek inwards. Don't let people lead you astray with their beliefs. Find your own beliefs. If it doesn't feel right, it isn't right for you. When in need, ask the spirits for help. Wait, listen, and receive the guidance. It can be through a song, a poem, a phone call, a friend, a person on the street, a film title, a leaf, a feather, a crystal suddenly asking for your attention, a flower growing outside where you live, a seashell, or a deep inner knowing and feeling to just do something. They work in mysterious, magical ways. You will know that it's coming from a good place, from the spirit world, when you feel inner peace and love surrounding you, and that they never, ever, never, ever force you to do anything you don't want to do or are ready for. They never, and I say never, ever use force or fear as their communication. That is not in their soul-filled nature. Only love, wisdom, and light. Open your heart to them. They are all here to help you. They are only one call away, waiting for you and your consent. Just breathe deep. Tune into your heart space and invite them in to your life. Så bare pust. Just breathe. And just take it all in. It's much to take in. And maybe hear it again and again. Use it as a meditation, because this is a really wise spirit, a really wise flower. And the flower, the physical embodiment, and the spirit of this flower work together as one, like alchemy. And they have the power to transform you, to help you heal yourself, and to make you connect to your inner wisdom, your inner pound of light and love. So breathe again, continue to just be where you are, laying, sitting down or wherever, and just try to feel your hands and your spine and your feet. I just wingle them a little bit so you come to your senses again and into your physical body, and turn into your heart, and maybe take one hand on the heart and one hand on the belly, or both on your heart, and take a couple of more deep breaths, and just feel grateful. Not for everything in your life, but just this experience of being in a body and experience having this journey through life with everything that it is. And the gift of being authentic, if you dare to receive it, because not everybody can see that they are free to be authentic in grown-up age. In childhood, we have maybe to follow some rules. And of course, society has some rules. But inside you can always be free. Always. Free to believe what you want and think what you want and love who you want. And inside of you, everything is possible. You are just a minor part of the whole universe. And you can decide what's happening inside of you. And you can choose what you want to fill up your heart with, which people you want to fill up your heart with, what countries you want to fill up your heart with, what music, what books. If it's noise or you want peace in there. So you can distance yourself from things that doesn't longer serve you, or don't longer serve you. And it's you are allowed to put limits in your life if things aren't good for you. So just be today, rest of the day, or take with you into the summer this energy, this love and wisdom from Fleck Marihon, Heat Spotted Orchid, and ask her to be by your side if you want her there. And she will teach you and open the portals, because there's a lot of portals if you invite the spirits in. And they can be overwhelming, and you can be like me, breathing and catching your breath and oh my God, there's so much love out there. And we haven't even realized. It's like we've been blinded and death, and it's like we've been led astray by so much, many people that have been led astray themselves and are confused and really are not grounded in reality and the beauty and magic and wisdom of the nature and the universe, because we always have to understand everything with our brain, and our heart is so much wiser. It's so much wiser. When you move in there, everything is limitless. You can just feel connected with everything. You can be on this beautiful frequency of just this light making you go through hell, but you can find some strength to conquer it. And you can feel the presence of your helpers or angels or spirits or maybe late grandparents that's not longer with you, but you can feel they're here, maybe in your room just right now, asking you deeply not to forget them. And not in the way you look at picture and haven't forget them and memories with them, but that you still can make memories with them. That you can invite them into your life and ask for their help and support and comfort and guidance if you feel that you are stuck in life. So please dare to see beyond the physical eye. And I don't even call it the third eye, because I feel I scan my world from my heart, from my feet when I go barefoot, and from my palms when I'm touching all this beauty that is around me. If I go past a tree and hug it or touch it or smell a flower and touch the leaves. So just be present in your own life. It's so worth it. And then you can see who is harming you and who really wants to come into your life and give you love in some kind of way, or healing, or your friend, or give you their friendship. Even if it's come from a stone or a bird or a person, and see if you can, embrace some new situations, new people, new energies, if you feel stuck and miserable. You are the only one who can change your life. You are the only one who can define your life. And you're here, of course. I believe in many lives. I've been through many lives, so it's not even a question about if there is for me. But that's for me. That's maybe not your truth. So if you believe you just have this one life, please live it so you won't regret it the day that you take your last breath in this body. Because your body is sacred. Your soul is sacred. And so are you. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for stopping by my pages, scrolling down all the way to the bottom. I could put it on top, but I think not everything in life is coming for free. So since I'm not taking paid for this, I think it's so wonderful that people take the time to scroll to the bottom to see if there's something new posted on my page. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. There's so much love in that. Looking at my pictures So please be in an energy of authenticity. That means it not have to be light, and you don't have to lift yourself to a higher frequency all the time and just be there, because every frequency, every color is valuable and it's true and real and raw, and you have to be in all your colors, all your rainbow colors. So don't try to lift yourself up to some level or frequency that you are not. My frequency to operate from is authenticity. And sometimes it's low and dark and sad and harsh and devastating. And sometimes it's just Disney magic and pure joy I don't know. I don't have even words for that feeling inside, this love and light feeling. So just embrace what is and bloom from wherever you are planted, as the quote says. So So find something where you are today that you can be grateful for, and find someone in your life that you love from the bottom of your heart, that you really trust and that you really feel is sincere in what they are doing and saying, and start surrounding you with those people, because they are medicine. The trees are medicine, the flowers are medicine, the sky, the earth, the air you breathe is medicine, the seashells are medicine. There's so much free medicine around you. So please go out there barefoot in the sand or in the woods or in the grass or on the pavement and just dance and just feel the song of life into your breath and into your stomach and into your heart and just be proud of being your own being yourself. So thank you again. Bye.